W8RQS. Nothing heard. W8RQS. Clear. OOE mobile.
Yesterday it was
kind of a challenge. So, you know, there's so many different variables involved in this stuff. And you have to get everything just right. So, but they'll get there. But I am very impressed how this repeater sounds. I bought a decent radio. I got it cheap, but I got a Motorola XTL, and then I upgraded it to a 2500, because you can do that. And this thing, you don't want to drop it on your toes because you'll need a doctor. But it's a nice radio. Sounds really, really good, both my end and going out, you know. So I cannot complain about this radio.
Good stuff, good stuff. It's nice to have a good radio. It's something that, as long as it's reliable, it does what it needs to do, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, big, heavy cast iron box, or cast steel, or cast something. So I'm happy with it, but other than that, not too much. I heard you throw your call out there, so I figured I'd throw mine out. I do have VHF in my car. I got my handy talkie. I talk on the Detroit P25 repeater every now and then on it too. So that's a nice conversation as well. So it's P25 and VHF, and that's all you really need.
Yeah, that's my next purchase is a good P25 radio. So when I start looking, I'll come to you to get some good recommendations.
Yeah, I'll let you know on that. Here's a job. I know that they're working on getting a pair of frequencies for that, and hopefully that will play out, and probably be a UHF band. But yeah, you can get these things cheap, and I've got them figured out. So, I mean, like, I can get these things for $150, and I've got them figured out to how to make them program and work and everything else, strip them down so they don't have any of the fancy stuff in them that you don't need, you know, because really all you need is conventional P25, a couple, three talk groups, and all the analog channels, and you're in business. So, and very, very solid unit, and very, very inexpensive.
Good stuff, good stuff. Y'all have to do some looking. Like I said, that's my next purchase, so when the time comes, I'll text you.
Sorry, my dogs are having a fit, and I don't know why. So, all right, Mr. Dave, I'll see you tonight. I get the scheduling change. Paul, if you're listening, would you tell Bruce if he doesn't know, and we can go from there.
Sounds good, Wally. Sounds good. And Paul, if you're listening, happy birthday. Hope you're having a fantastic birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Today's my other buddy's birthday, too. I have to call him as well. Okay, very good. Well, take care, Paul. Happy birthday. And I think that's it. And I think Sean's out working somewhere southern end of the county today. So everybody have a good day. And we shall all see each other soon. NHKPP.
Sounds good, Wally. Sounds good. Have a good one. We'll see you tonight. 73 is the KYMU monitor.
NT0Y mobile and listening. NT0Y.
Yeah, that's T-Mobile. 8AZI, Echo. 8 Alpha Zulu India, listening to me.
Don't be making fun of the 980p. Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm sure setting that
sure setting that stuff up is not any easy project. They got a project on their hands, that's for sure. These young guys, I don't know if I can call that tower, but these young guys are the ones that are giving up that thing. That's an awful long way to how tall was that tower? How many feet? Oh, it was a pretty standard statement. It was close to 100 foot. I don't know, maybe it was only 80, but I think we can only run 100 without a bunch of permits. Really? It was only 100 foot, I think. Well, I mean, I don't know anything about it, but 100 feet doesn't sound all that tall to me. A lot of personal people have 100 foot towers. I don't know. I'm not versed in the subject, so. This is on the top. And I got a 60-foot standalone at our place in the UP just for the Starlink dish that's on it, just to get it out of the woods, because we're in the woods, so. I should put a ham antenna on there, too. What's going up there? We're in a little town called Red Ridge. It's about 15 miles outside of Houghton on Lake Superior. Oh, yeah. I got more gain to this antenna. I wanted more gain. I was talking to people on 14652 Simplex coming across two up there. And I yelled quite a bit. I finally found a few people to talk to when I was coming across last fall for the color tour and for the Northern Lights. Yeah, I think I got you on one of those. I was coming across 28, and I think you were on two when we talked for a short time. Yeah, that was a riot. It's always good to hear somebody on. That antenna is less keen than this one quite a bit. Yeah, I need a better mobile mount on my car. Mount I had, not quite good enough, I don't think. I think I need a better one. Yeah, this one was good enough to snap my last version of this antenna. You run it under that 8-foot railroad trestle up there and faster and snap the right off. Maybe it'll always. Yeah, that's no fun. I don't know why, but I tend to seem to forget about it. I drive into a spray wash and, like, I hear, I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, I need to fold that down. I don't know why I always forget about it. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, it clobbered. It snapped it right off at the middle load there. There was no fixing it. Yeah, I did that with a Diamond, I think it's a Diamond 9600. And the top part came off, but I contacted them, and I said I didn't actually hit it. It actually, when I folded it down, it snapped, and the thing kind of, that top load part broke. So I contacted Diamond, and they sent me the whole new section of it, free of charge. I kind of don't do that on the clone. This is an SG7900 clone. Yeah, I could see that. Well, I gotta get back to what I was doing here, but good chatting with you. And this is KFADYO. I'll be clear on your final. 73, this is KABAOOE.
Any media.